What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 930. In this episode, I'll discuss how obesity affects subcutaneous and intramuscular medication administration. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode930. The thickness of the subcutaneous layer increases with obesity, and this has potential implications for both subcutaneous and intramuscular medication administration. The American Journal of Health System Pharmacy recently published a review article on the implications of obesity for drug administration and absorption from subcutaneous and intramuscular injections. The most significant issue highlighted by this review article is, since for a successful IM injection, the needle must enter the muscle by at least 5 millimeters, a BMI above 30 is likely to decrease the chance of a successful IM injection if the needle length is unchanged from the standard length. This complication is especially significant in male patients. Since IM absorption is usually more rapid than with the sub-Q route, an injection that's intended to be given IM but instead is given sub-Q can alter the rate and extent of medication absorption. This could become of clinical significance in the administration of vaccines, benzodiazepines, and antipsychotics. Unfortunately, the authors of the review do not specify the ideal needle length to use in obese patients to achieve a successful IM administration of these medications. A previous study has been published on this topic, however, in JAMA. Among healthy adults in the age range studied, the following needle lengths appear to be appropriate for true deltoid intramuscular immunizations. For men across the weight range of 59 to 118 kilos, the use of a 1-inch needle would result in at least 5 millimeters of muscle penetration in all subjects. For women who weighed less than 60 kilos, a 5/8 inch needle would be sufficient to achieve muscle penetration of 5 millimeters, and for women between 60 and 90 kilos, a 1-inch needle would be sufficient. Women greater than 90 kilos would require a 1.5-inch needle to ensure intramuscular administration. Yet another article has published a formula that can be applied to estimate the deltoid subcutaneous fat pad thickness, and this article can be found linked in the show notes. According to this formula, a 1-inch needle is expected to reach the deltoid in 85.3% of women less than 200 pounds and 98.6% of men less than 260 pounds. And a 1.5-inch needle is expected to reach the deltoid in 76.7% of women greater than 200 pounds and 75% of men greater than 260 pounds. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.